This is 1A. I'm Joshua Johnson in Washington. The Primetime Emmy Awards were last night. It was a big night for networks, premium cable channels, streaming services, and, of course, for politics. Joining us to break it all down is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, welcome back to 1A.
Hi.
Pretty political night at the Emmy Awards. Quite a bit for programs that trafficked in politics. Is that kind of what we expected this year?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Eric, don't play games with me now. I wonder if that was kind of what we expected or if that caught people by surprise. How many programs got that kind of attention?
No. I think we can trace this back, in fact, to the Golden Globes when Meryl Streep gave a very impassioned speech that was highly critical of President Trump. And I think we've seen at every major Hollywood award ceremony since then, people have taken it upon themselves to largely be critical of the president and take the podium that's offered by these, particularly when they win or when they're presenting awards, and speak their mind. And given that the show was going to be hosted by Stephen Colbert, who is got to be the toughest critic of the president in late night, I think it was inevitable that we would see a lot of this. And also, you know, Saturday Night Live won a ton of awards on Sunday for the way that it's lampooned the Trump administration. And, you know, Colbert had a bit where he brought on Sean Spicer that called back to Melissa McCarthy's parody of him on Saturday Night Live, and Alec Baldwin won an Emmy for parodying Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. So I think it was inevitable that we were going to see a lot of talk about politics on the Emmys, and that a lot of it was going to be critical of President Trump.
Yeah, here's a little piece of Stephen Colbert last night at the Emmys, who certainly took aim at the president pretty much throughout the evening. Listen.
And we all know the Emmys mean a lot to Donald Trump, because he was nominated multiple times for Celebrity Apprentice, but he never won.
That was Stephen Colbert at the Emmy Awards. And as you mentioned, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer did make a cameo at the awards show, where he got behind the podium one more time.
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period.
Referring back to the press conference he gave after the inauguration, questioning some of the crowd sizes, Eric, there were some jaws that dropped at that, including one actress who I think ended up on the telecast just kind of like, oh my God.
Yeah, Anna Chlumsky. I always mess up saying
Chlumsky.
Her name. But the Chlumsky, thank
right.
you, Anna Chlumsky from Veep. And on social media, there was a decided backlash to that appearance. Because it was lampooning a moment when a lot of people felt that Sean Spicer came out, tried to intimidate the press, and said things about the inauguration crowd that turned out to not be true. And that's a central, I think, sticking point between the press and the administration, feeling that they're getting information that turns out to not be true from them. And this was Spicer's first sort of official press conference as press secretary, and his first move was to do something like this that a lot of people felt kind of was very controversial. And so then to try to make light of that, you know, just a few months later, you know, a lot of people on social media were angry about it, and it felt a little weird, I think, in the room. And oddly, you know, Colbert even kind of made fun of Sean Spicer a couple of times after his appearance, not the sort of welcoming, hey, we're ready to joke with you kind of reaction that you would necessarily expect. Even though, according to some reporting that I've read this morning, it was the Colbert people's idea to bring him on in the first place.
Let's talk about some of the big winners from last night's Primetime Emmy Awards with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. We only have Eric for a few minutes before we move on to our next topic, so if you have questions or thoughts about what you saw last night, do send them in right away, 1A@WAMU.org. Comment on our Facebook page or tweet us at 1A. Let's go through some of the big winners from last night. Outstanding drama series to The Handmaid's Tale, a show that I think Eric had impressed a lot of people, not only for the show, but also some of the political themes that felt relevant to a lot of viewers today.
Yeah, you know, this is based on the classic novel by Margaret Atwood, and it's about an American theocracy basically taking over a huge chunk of America and forcing women to serve as sexual slaves to have babies for the ruling class. And so there's a lot of talk about, agency for women and how controlling their reproductive rights and, theocracies taking over government, totalitarian government, authoritarianism. These are all things that we're talking about now, not just because of the Trump administration, but because of things we're seeing around the world. And so I think this show felt very relevant. And it's also the first original show on a streaming service to win as best drama at the Emmys, which is a sign of the times about how streaming services like Hulu and Netflix and Amazon are creating some of the best programming we're seeing on TV nowadays.
Yeah, Netflix had three nominees for best drama series, The Crown, House of Cards, and Stranger Things, and Hulu's was just this one, The Handmaid's Tale, and it won. Outstanding comedy series went to Veep, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for, I believe, the sixth time.
The sixth consecutive
time. Six times
in a row.
Right.
I mean, nobody's done that. And her total Emmy haul over the course of her career for Seinfeld and New Adventures of Old Christine, she's got 8 Emmys now. She is tied with Cloris Leachman for the most Emmys handed to a single performer. So she's pulled off an amazing, obviously the Emmy Academy likes her, but Veep is also a very powerful show that seems to only have gotten better in its age. It's got one last season left, so we can imagine that we're going to see a repeat of this maybe at next year's Emmys, too.
Diversity was a big theme at last year's awards. Donald Glover won Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series for the FX series Atlanta. Lena Waithe was the first black woman to win for comedy writing for an episode of the Netflix series Master of None, which details a woman coming out to her family. Here is some of her acceptance speech.
To my LGBTQIA family, I see each and every one of you. The things that make us different, those are our superpowers. Every day when you walk out the door, put on your imaginary cape and go out there and conquer the world, because the world would not be as beautiful as it is if we weren't in it. And for everybody out there that showed us so much love for this episode, thank you for embracing a little Indian boy from South Carolina and a little queer black girl from the south side of Chicago. We appreciate it more than you could ever know.
That was Lena Waithe, who won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Writer for a Comedy Series alongside comedian Aziz Ansari for an episode of Master of None. Eric Deggans, diversity was a topic at the Emmys last night, which was not just obliquely referred to, but was alluded to directly.
Yeah, I think the Emmys have sort of enjoyed the fact that their nominees and winners are much more diverse than the Oscars. And we saw it last night. Donald Glover also made history as the first black man to win an Emmy for comedy series directing. And he also won as best comedy actor for his work on the FX series Atlanta. Riz Ahmed won as best actor in a limited series or movie. We saw a fair amount of diversity. Now, the Emmys have been criticized, though, because TV in general underrepresents Latinos. We didn't see any of them in the winner's circle on the television on Sunday, and doesn't do a great job with Asians or Native Americans or other kinds of non-white people who are not black. And so, in a way, I think for diversity advocates, we feel like we've gotten halfway there, where there's a fair amount of representation, especially for African Americans. But, extending that to people of color who are not black is what the TV industry needs to do next. And there's some concern that people may feel a little complacent and a little self-congratulatory because there was a lot of diversity last night, but not quite enough.
Laurie tweeted, "I loved Handmaid's Tale, and I'm glad it took so many Emmys. It was probably the most political piece to ever win like that." Wasser L tweeted, "Why CBS or anyone would reward lying, enabling, and complicit Sean Spicer with a big gig, I don't know. Not funny at all." John in Louisville, Kentucky writes, "I did not vote for the president, but I am a conservative Republican. And for people like myself, award shows on the coasts are just reminders of how politically different they are from middle America. A bunch of rich liberals patting each other on the back for making liberal entertainment falls flat on most of us in flyover country." Eric, any shows that got snubbed last night at the Emmys that people expected to win but didn't, briefly?
Westworld was the most nominated drama on television. It was tied with Saturday Night Live for the most nominations of any TV show, and it didn't win any major award that I can remember. So that was probably one of the biggest snubs. NBC's This Is Us, that show was supposed to be network television's attempt to win as best drama series. It hadn't a broadcaster hadn't won in that category for a long time, but they didn't win. Obviously, Handmaid's Tale did, although co-star Sterling K. Brown did win as a best drama actor, an award he was expected to win. But This Is Us only won one major award, and it was up for several. So those two shows, I think, got a little snubbed.
And before we go, I hear that the ratings last night for the Emmy Awards were not too high. A number of award shows have been suffering with ratings lately.
Well, those are overnight ratings, so those are a small subset of major stations. We'll know more around 3 o'clock when we see what all the ratings kind of say for broadcast. Now, CBS also streamed it on its All Access streaming portal, and so who knows how many people watched it there. But yeah, it's expected to be low.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks for talking to us.
Always a pleasure.
Time to pause, but when we come back, we've talked about how comedians use politics. We should, however, talk about how politicians use comedy. We'll get to some of that in just a moment. And if you want to talk more about the Emmys, you'll find the latest from Pop Culture Happy Hour, their assessment of last night's Emmy Awards, at npr.org. I'm Joshua Johnson. You're listening to 1A from WAMU and NPR.